Okay, this is InterCity Press's podcast for today, Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. In the Southern District of New York Courthouse, we're covering more than 10 cases. This is day three of a three-day hiatus in U.S. versus Ghislaine Maxwell. But as it happens, we've just covered another sexual abuse case in the SDNY, this one involving longtime Columbia doctor Robert Hayden. People may have heard of him in connection with the spouse of Andrew Yang, but there's many more people involved, including some underage, traveling interstate for illegal sexual activity. I'm reading from the DOJ press release. Now, today's proceeding before Judge Berman was largely procedural, involving motions to be filed, motions to suppress, a kind of an interesting motion by the defense. He's represented by the federal defenders. It's sort of a hybrid thing. He has money, but he's been sued a lot. Columbia sued for like tens of millions of dollars, but he's got a federal defender, public defender, paid for by the taxpayers. And their argument is that somehow the Manhattan District Attorney's office and the SDNY have worked too closely together. This, of course, is an echo of Alex Acosta, the Florida Attorney General, a U.S. attorney, and the state prosecutors. In any event, that may go to trial on March 28th, or it may not. They're not first in line, but that's the date set for trial. Now, interestingly enough, this Dr. Hayden, a lower-profile sexual predator than Ghislaine Maxwell, this was by phone, and we've live-tweeted it, and you can read it online. Ghislaine Maxwell trial involving global victims, including from countries that can't travel to the United States right now, involving probably more interest, so more packed overflow rooms, no Coleman line. And I say it with all due respect. I understand there's a general prohibition against filming. I understand all of those things. It's impossible not to note that even in the same district, some sexual predator cases have a phone line and some don't. And maybe this distinction could be a trial, but there was a trial of Parnass. There was a phone line. There was absolutely zero problems with it. In any event, things should be picking up tomorrow, Thursday, with a defense case in Ghislaine Maxwell. 35 witnesses. Is it true or is it just a game? We'll find out. We'll be there. We've also asked the United Nations yet one more time why it is that Antonio Guterres supported Ghislaine Maxwell with his representative on the board of her terramar. And we've written another story about abuse, a man named Fabrizio Hochschild. You need to check it out. Good longtime friend of Antonio Guterres, sort of a very noblesse oblige humanitarian flying around. Well, he put his hands down the pants of a UN official, female, of course, and Guterres has been defending him ever since. We, InterCity Press, prior to being thrown in the street by Guterres, published leaked audio of OIOS being ordered by Guterres to cover up said abuse. And we only reported yesterday, once again exclusively, even though we're not allowed in the building, we reported exclusively that the payments, the public payments to Mr. Fabrizio Hochschild have been extended. And we're just putting it now in writing, a question to Stefan Dujarric, UN spokesman, Melissa Fleming, head of media accreditation of the UN, and Guterres himself, why it is that they're spending yet more public money on crony and Me Too sexual abuser, Fabrizio Hochschild. On that note, it's the 3-Minute Drill, InterCity Press, Matthew Russell Lee, Court Case Cast, Maximum Maxwell.